that's interesting. Yeah, because with my Cherry hotspot, it's got the metal case and everything in it. And, yeah, I would, I also try to keep it away from any other computer devices. So I just kind of, like, plugged it in a random place, and I always had to use it on Wi-Fi. I always tried to use a good, solid, quality USB power brick, because, you know, you can buy so many of those darn cheap ones, and they'll work on your smart devices, but when you hook them up to something that does analog RF, you find out how really dirty those things are. That's another factor, but, yeah, physical separation, I can see that, too. Were you doing that with an actual mobile radio, or were you doing that with one of those little hotspot doohickey things?
No, two of my three nodes are built on single-band Motorola mobiles. Like I said, one is one's a GM300, and the other's either an M216 or a MaxTrack something or other. You know, they're all single-band. You know, most of them we either program them low power. One of them we even made the low power, did the resistor mod in the final output circuit. So it's took a 20 watt radio and made it into a 4 or 5 or 8 watt radio. They're actual physical full size mobiles, and they are you can't beat them with a stick. You run them low power, they run forever. 100% duty cycle. They never overheat. Not a lot of current draw, multiple channels if you want. It's just a cat's ass. I also have one that I don't really use often. It's built on a one of those 16 channel $16 Bofang monoband UHF HTs with no display. So and the guys downstate they built some in Altoid cans, so quite versatile, as you know. Ryan?